Yeah, we did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had to tighten the plan. Yeah, I got it right in the end. Now we on top, top once again. Welcome to episode 3 of Game Day Gridiron. This is your host, CJ Luna. Continue watching. What up, everybody? This is your next episode of Game Day Gridiron featuring your host, your man, CJ. What up, everybody? How was your week going? A nice final week of September, that final fall breeze, that final summer breeze, I'm sorry, coming in and all that stuff. That's great. Before I start off the podcast today, I do have some information to give to y'all regarding what my course is for this podcast and eventually my career. So if you guys don't know, I eventually do want to work for a major sports brand, whether that be ESPN, CBS Sports, ABC Sports, something like that. Regardless, I have so much emotion to sports in my life to where it's just like I want to do all these amazing things, meet all these great athletes, meet all these great head coaches, people, and just, you know, get to know this industry because, like I said before, sports is my life. I love it. I love the ability to communicate with other teammates, people that I care about on the field. So it's just it's a great thing to be around, man. And so for that being said, upcoming this September, upcoming this December, I'm going to be doing a bunch of different things while we all are on break. I'm planning on hitting up college stadiums, pro stadiums, those things, the leg, trying to see college, you know, players, interviews and stuff like that. I'm going to be very, very busy, I will say, coming up in the winter months. It's just I need to get, you know, alliances now. I need to know contacts now. So when we all are on break, trust me, there's going to be a lot of content coming on my Game Day Gridiron page, which I am in the process of making. It does take a little while to do these things, man. I know it takes a hell of a long time. I'm going to see if I can make a Twitter page or something like that, see if I can make a little YouTube channel as well. Hopefully that stuff works out, you know, regardless. But yeah, that's my direction for the show right now. Second announcement I want to make is that I will be having a guest here on the show later. He's actually my roommate, if you guys didn't know. Chase, he's a fantastic man. This dude, every single time we are in the crib, man, we always be talking about different, you know, football games that happen. You know, college football is definitely his favorite, and I just felt like we need to have some, you know, entertainment up in here. Not saying that, you know, my voice isn't boring or anything like that for y'all, but like I need somebody else to like debate around here, man, because the only opinion y'all are seeing about me is my opinion, and I feel like it's great to get another, you know, insight, another source to like, you know, add to this conversation. Because this man, like I said, he lives and dies with football, man. It's in his DNA. And hopefully around the NBA season, I could get some other people, you know. I'm going to try and see if I could get some other people to be on this, man, because, like I said, more opinions, more objectives, more facts, you know. A lot of that comes with an extra person. And it's very, very hard to, like, build a show by myself. But I make it work. I make it rock. I mean, I already did 2 episodes of this already. Hopefully this is going to go for 20 episodes, 25 episodes, hopefully. I'm going to see what I got to do. But anyways, let's get all of the announcements out of the way. We're going to be heading over to our main source, the NFL. We're going to be talking about main games that happened week 3 in the NFL. We saw the Jets take on the Patriots. They take them out on that one. Aaron Rodgers starting to look like his old MVP self. As he goes crazy in that one, leads the Jets to the win. Then we got the Giants taking on the Browns in that one. And Jesus, what I said last week was absolutely true regarding Deshaun Watson. That man, when you let Daniel Jones, of all people, outdo you in the game? More specifically, Malik Nabers, because let me tell you, that boy can do some things. That dude is looking like the best receiver in the draft. Now, no disrespect at all to Marvin Harrison Jr., but I'm just saying, if Malik Nabers is doing this with Daniel Jones at QB, the potential is absolutely endless. It really is. This man could do whatever. He could adjust to any catch in the end zone. He could, you know, head top anybody. It's just spectacular, man, to watch. But they lead the Giants in that one, 21-15. Then we got the Eagles going up against the Saints in a low-scoring game at one. The defense is going hardcore as usual, but the Eagles lead to the win with Jalen Hurts going crazy, especially rushing. They lead the Eagles to that one, 15-12. We got the Vikings versus the Texans. This was a surprising game. I honestly thought the Texans would pull this one out, but C.J. Stroud had two interceptions that cost him detrimentally in the game. But it was also the receiving and rushing game of the Vikings that really led them to win. As you saw, Aaron Jones have 19 carries for 102 yards. Justin Jefferson, 6 receptions for 81 yards and a touchdown, but that's expected. That man is Jettas. That man can fly. But we know that's possible. That's Justin Jefferson right there, man. But let's talk about Sam Darnold, man. The man that was overlooked and fought to be a bust once he got out of New York, man. Once he went to the Panthers, looks like a bust. Trade him, man. And he's just been a journeyman around the NFL ever since, man. But he has actually a good team around him now. He has the best wide receiver in the game. Don't compute me whatsoever. He is the best wide receiver in the game in Justin Jefferson. And then you have a good rushing attack. You have a decent offensive line that is going to give you enough time to pass the rock. And you got a solid defense behind you, too. And the Vikings, they're 3-0, man. Who knows? The potential is endless. And they made this team out to be like, oh, they're not going to do anything ever since Kirk Cousins left. Because Kirk did look like an MVP frontrunner ever since the injury and stuff like that, before this injury and stuff like that. But they just found a new guy. They just found a guy that could throw the rock simply, because he barely costs anything. I'm pretty sure he's on a $7 million a year deal right now. Sam Darnold on that deal right now could potentially give him a path to the Super Bowl. Now, you may look at me like, what the hell are you talking about? You are absolutely crazy. But it's not far-fetched, man. With the weapons that he has, with the defense he also has, the Vikings, I'm pretty sure, rank top 15 in defense in the NFL in PFF rating. And they have so much potential to the point where it's just like, just if they put all the pieces together, if they solve all of their schemes, if they make the defense even better, if they put the offensive line and make them even better, the potential's there, folks. The potential is there. Then the Packers leading the win against the Titans without their starting QB, Jordan Love, as Malik Willis, he goes crazy in that one against his former team, going for 202 yards and a touchdown as he leads them to the win 30-14. Then we got the Broncos going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bo Nix looking great, a promising rookie of the year favorite, throwing for 25 of 36 for 216 yards. Chris Godwin on the other side went crazy for 6 receptions for 53 yards and a touchdown. But the Broncos were able to upset and pull off the win against the Buccaneers, 26-7. Then you got the Colts upsetting the Bears again, and here we go again. Same story with Caleb Williams. He froze for 363 yards, yet froze for 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And then Anthony Richardson, he didn't look great either. He had 167 yards and 2 interceptions as well. Not very good QB play there on their part. But Jonathan Taylor and Rome Dunze going crazy. Jonathan Taylor goes for 23 carries and 110 yards and 2 touchdowns. He still looks like one of the best backs in the league, man. People been counting my dog off like he's not good no more, man. Like, after that injury, he was just not the same Jonathan Taylor. No, bro. No, this man can run. Once he finds the hole, he is gone. Absolutely gone. And then you got Rome Odunze. He got his first NFL touchdown in this game. He went 6 receptions for 112 yards and a touchdown. And they were actually fighting, Caleb and Rome. They were fighting on the sideline about who gets the ball. Who gets the ball now in this instance? Man, this is a confusing situation because now, I mean, technically it would go to Caleb. It would be like the higher draft pick gets it, but like you're a first-round QB, and that's your first touchdown. And then you're a first-round wide receiver. That's your first touchdown. It's just, it's funny. I mean, any other touchdown pass to any other receiver at that time would have been great. And then no problems there. But just, you know, not the right time. And if I do say so myself, the Colts win in that one, 21-16. The Steelers go up against the Chargers, and they win in that one. Their defense ultimately holding the Chargers to 10 points. And Justin Fields still looking like a promising MIP, most improved player. He goes for 245 yards, a touchdown, does throw one interception, but he leads the Steelers in the game in that one. He held the game in balance, and they ultimately win 20-10 in that one. Moving over to Seattle, we're going up with the Dolphins, heading up against the Seattle Seahawks in that one, and they just absolutely obliterate the Miami Dolphins, man. Just the defense holding them to nothing. Skylar Thompson looking scared out there, man. But Geno Smith was able to, you know, hold them and get them a win. But also, surprisingly, their running back, Zach Charbonnet, while Kenneth Walker is out, he goes for 18 carries for 91 yards and 2 touchdowns. The man is just flying. And then DK Metcalf, four receptions, for 104 yards and a touchdown. These guys have baller on the Seahawks, man. Don't sleep on them now, man. They are 3-0, man. They look like one of the best teams in that division besides the 49ers, of course. And they're hoping to make a deep playoff run. Don't count them out. And this is a surprise game of the week. This is the game that everybody is talking about right here. The Carolina Panthers, the said worst team in the NFL. The same team that benched their starting quarterback after just 18 games, I'm pretty sure. Their number one overall pick, Bryce Young. And then all of a sudden, they go in and into Las Vegas and end up winning against the Raiders. And Andy Dalton, oh my goodness. This actually makes me feel bad right here, man. Andy Dalton went for 26-37 for 319 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, I know what I said last week about wanting to defend Bryce Young, man. He is still relatively new to the game. Andy Dalton is, of course, 36 years old. He's been in this league for a long, long time. But, like, you're a number one overall pick, man. And I tried defending you saying that your team was not good, man, and stuff like that. But this does not look good right here when I said that, man. After Andy Dalton just goes out there and straight up balls out. Straight up leads the Panthers to the win, 36-22. And I don't know what to say it is anymore, man. Because I was actually wrong in my statistics saying that he had very, very bad teammates or very, very bad of a team around him. I mean, the offensive line was probably the one bright spot that I did not touch up on. Their offensive line is actually one of the best in the NFL, if not the best, which I ignored. They actually led him the most time out of any QB in the entire NFL. And it's just like, how do I defend this, man? No more, man. It's hard. This doesn't look good whatsoever. I'm telling you. Your backup goes out there and strays up balls out. You can no longer say that the team is the problem. Yeah, are there still parts of the team that are bad? Yeah, there are still parts that are. But at the same time, when you look about at everything else, you might have been the problem, just in the wrong place at the wrong time, man. Now, this could change next week. This could change, and Andy Dalton just throws for 3 interceptions and 210 yards, something like that, something along that lines. And then we are like, oh, but here you go. You switched up and all that stuff. And it's just like, it's no, man. It's what you see in the moment. But this doesn't look right at all in the moment right now. It's just like you trusted Bryce Young to be the savior for your team. You traded your entire team in order to get this man, and then all of a sudden it's just like your backup just comes in and just dominates. You gotta imagine this from your perspective. You were hired. You make more than your coworker, let's say, at your job, right? And then all of a sudden this assistant comes in And then he is able to do your job 10 times better than you were able to at all. And then the team or your corporate is basically going to promote him above you, even though you make more than him. And they put more investments and more tools into you. That's basically the situation right there in Carolina, man. That's I think that's a good comparison right there. That's a good relationship right there. But regardless, hopefully I could stand up for Bryce Young, bro, next week or something like that. I just can't really do it after that. It doesn't sit right. But anyways, over in the NFC West, I believe it's the 49ers going up against the Rams, I believe, in their home stadium. The 49ers do good, but not enough to pull off the win. 27-24, the Rams winning in that one. Kyren Williams of the Rams is looking like a potential fantasy winner right now for all you fantasy fans out there. He had 24 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown. Two touchdowns. And Tutu Atwell had 4 receptions for 93 yards. And let me remind y'all, I'm pretty sure the Rams are without both their starting wide receivers right now. I could be wrong. I could be just, you know, pulling out his tail right there. But, yeah, they're without their top weapons, and they still won. Now, the 49ers at this part of the season, they're 1-2. We're not going to be overreacting, nothing like that, because Brock Purdy, he actually did fantastic in this game. I mean, he may have had one of the best performances all week besides Andy Dalton. He had 22 throws for 292 yards and 3 touchdowns. Did amazing that one. They also, you got to rewind. Can we talk about how many injuries this 49ers team is? I mean, they're missing Christian McCaffrey. They're missing Nick Bosa. I'm pretty sure Fred Warner might be on IR. I don't know. But their entire team is falling apart. George Kittle, Debo Samuel. I mean, the injuries that they are taking is exactly why they're 2-1. And just the other parts of their team are just not keeping up. Their backups are kind of getting exposed right now, man. And what's his name? Dre Greenlaw, too, I think. He's still suffering from his Achilles, his torn Achilles, man. And it's just, if they didn't have all these injuries, man, they would probably be 3-0, man. I'm going to be honest. They only lost by 3 points in this one, man. Now, the Rams, of course, they have a lot of injuries as well. But just, like, not as much as the 49ers do, man. You know, and it just, like, it sucks, man. It's just like, yo, we got all this talent. We paid all this talent. We just paid this wide receiver $30 million a year. We paid this player, you know, the highest contract, you know, of all time outside of the QB position at the time that he got it, and Nick Bosa, and just you got all these parts of the team that are so expensive that are not being utilized. I'm pretty sure a statistic I heard is that over $100 million in contracts are not playing for the 49ers right now. That sucks. That is tough. And that's per year, by the way. It sucks. Wouldn't want to be a 49ers fan at all. Wouldn't want to be. Moving on, we got the Lions against the Cardinals. David Montgomery. Oh, my goodness. Look at that man fly. The two duo with him and Jahmyr Gibbs is just a lethal combination, man. David Montgomery going for 23 carries for 105 yards and a touchdown. Amon-Ra St. Brown. The guy drafted in the 4th round, I believe. 7 receptions, 75 yards, a touchdown in that one. The Lions offense looks to be clicking, man. I don't know what's up with the rushing game at all of the Cardinals, man. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm a little sick too, man. I'm still fighting them allergies. I'm still fighting them colds, man. The strep throat is getting to me, but we're going to push through. We're going to push through as always. Kyler Murray, he kind of looks rocky in that one, but let me say this first and foremost. I'm a big fan of Kyler Murray. You know, I have a jersey of Kyler Murray, man. If you see me walking around campus with a Kyler Murray jersey, that's because I believe in this man's strength. This man, I'm pretty sure he threw for 3 touchdowns last week, 200 something yards. I mean, this man, he's a baller. And that's adding in that he had 5 carries for 45 yards on the ground this week as well. He was basically their offense all game long. And he is a dynamic player, but it's just like at the same time, man, it's just like the team is not built to win right now, man. It's not built to win right now. The defense needs some work. That offensive line certainly needs some work. I mean, Paris Johnson hasn't even been close to what he was when he was initially drafted. But regardless, I'm sure we're going to improve. You know, it's only 3 games into the season, as always. And then the Ravens versus the Cowboys. The Ravens pull off the win that they so desperately needed, man. I mean, this is the difference between going 1-2 and 0-3. When you go 0-3, it's just like, man, our season might be over. It's kind of what the Bengals are thinking, but we're going to get to that in a little bit. But the Ravens go up against the Cowboys, man, and Lamar Jackson, he didn't do nothing too crazy. He had 182 yards and a touchdown, but the guy that was the game changer in this game was Derrick Henry, man. They could not stop King Henry, man. 25 carries, 151 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He was just bulldozing, stiff-arming, you know, trucking his way all the way downfield to the end zone, man, and nobody could stop him. Even though Dak, he didn't even have a bad game, if I'm going to be honest. He went 28 of 51, 379 yards, and 2 touchdowns. It's not like he did bad. It's not like the Dak that we see in the postseason or the Dak that we see on the memes and Twitter, man. He actually did a decent job. It's just that, man, the Ravens just beat you out today, man. The Ravens beat you out today, and they're not off to a strong start. Of course, it's like, it's through the first 3 weeks. Everything I'm saying right here, you all have to take, like, with a grain of salt almost. You got to understand that just from what I see right now, the Cowboys might be screwed. They might be screwed. How are they screwed? I'll tell you this. You paid all this money for both Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb, and you still have to pay Micah Parsons. And there are some parts of your team that obviously have holes in them. There are some parts in your team that just don't look right. The rushing game, absolutely terrible right now from what I'm seeing, man. And it's just the team is not complete to compete whatsoever. And eventually you're going to have to pay Micah Parsons top dollar money. He's going to have to pay you paid like somewhere around the highest paid non-QB position in the entire NFL for all the things that he's done for that organization. It's just like you're going to have to pay him, man. And at that point, the Cowboys will never be competing ever in the Dak Prescott era whatsoever. So it's not even going to matter once that time happens, once that time comes to be. You know? So we're going to have to wait and see what they do later on in that one. All right, I'm going to finish up with my scores. Then we got the Commanders finishing the Bengals in that one. And Jesus Christ, the Bengals. Even though Joe Burrow threw for 324 yards and 3 touchdowns, the defense, man, it's just a defense. You can't let a rookie QB do this to you, man. As one of the top teams or said top teams in the NFL, man, you just can't let that happen. Jamar Chase also went crazy in that one, 6 receptions for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. But just, yeah, man, that defense needed work. The funny thing about the Bengals is that they do the most talking for a position that just like, hold on, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm getting a call. Hold up, man. Hold up, y'all. Okay. Finishing up our scores around the NFL. Jaden Daniels, he went crazy in this game against the Bengals, man. 254 yards and 2 touchdowns. One of them going to Terry McLaurin, who had over 100 yards as well. They go crazy in that one, winning 38-33. On Monday Night Football, you got the Jacksonville Jaguars. They went 0-3 off this one game against the Bills, who are now 3-0. They win 47-10. Josh Allen has 4 touchdowns and 263 yards, 72 yards, and 1 touchdown to Khalil Shakir. And this man is looking like an MVP front runner in that one as they win. And then moving on to our final game of the week, I'm moving on to the Chiefs versus Falcons. I'm pretty sure the Sunday Night Football game where the Chiefs are now 3-0. And I don't agree with this game whatsoever. This should not have been a win whatsoever. But, you know, I'm gonna hold my arrogance out of this one. Rashee Rice had 110 yards and a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. They end up winning in that one, and they end up going 3-0 as they quest to get a three-peat this year. And now that I'm finished with all the scores around the NFL, y'all, I'm gonna introduce y'all to my roommate over here that I was saying earlier in the podcast. Chase, say hi.
Hi, I'm Chase. I'm CJ's roommate.
Yeah, you're my roommate, but this dog always likes talking about football. Like, I swear to God, you talk more about football than anything else, man. Yeah. Maybe besides your girlfriend, but, you know.
I love betting on football, watching football.
Hey, bro, you got to tell us the picks, man. Like, what's going on, man? Like,
I mean, tonight I'm leaning towards the Cowboys.
The Cowboys?
-5.
-5?
Yeah, I mean,
is that against the spread or is that against
that's the spread. I know spread, like okay. I know they got Malik Nabers on the Giants and he's looking like a superstar.
I mean, but, yeah. But like
I don't know, it's Daniel Jones.
It's Daniel Jones, that's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. Like Daniel Jones, you can't trust this man, bro.
You can't. At all. You can't trust him. And that's why I low key like Nabers under 71.5 receiving yards too.
I mean, that makes sense.
I don't think they'll be able to get him the ball like they did last game.
I mean, yeah. He went crazy in the first half of the last game. You saw that?
Crazy. Two TDs.
At halftime, too.
So and he was just grabbing the ball out of fucking players' hands and shit.
It's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
like
he's good.
It doesn't make any sense at all. But, like, the Cowboys are still the Cowboys. Yeah, they still got CD Dak, even though people love to hate on him.
Yeah, CD is still, like, a top 5 receiver in the league.
Arguably top 5. Yeah. I mean,
Dak's solid. He's, like, mid. Like, I don't know.
He is, but, like, you got to see the situation, bro. They have no choice but to pay him.
Yeah, literally no choice. True. They really don't. There's not a lot of good QBs in the league right now, I feel like.
The QB play is struggling, man. Like, the defenses, I'm not going to lie, they're eating this year.
Yeah, it's been weird this year. It's been pretty balanced.
Like have you seen, like, the new scheme around the NFL they're having this week? Like, or, like, around the NFL in general? It's just 2 high safeties. You know, throw the ball, you know, short in the flats and stuff like that. Like, people aren't taking, like, big shots anymore like that, man.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's just, like, of course, games are going to be low scoring and stuff like that. That's why you see Patty Mahomes struggling, man.
Yeah, but should not be 3-0.
He shouldn't. That's what I was saying.
Like, honestly, also that Bengals game. The Bengals, he got a game-winning field goal off a PI, off 4th-and-16.
That's what I was saying, and it made no sense. You didn't see the receiver grab his hand or grab his arm and stuff like that. And this just may be me. This may just be me, okay? But I think the games are being thrown by the refs. That's my opinion.
Honestly, because like, it could be a little bit.
I don't know if you saw the other play in Atlanta when they went up against the Falcons.
I didn't watch that of that game.
Basically what happened, like in the corner of the end zone, I think it was Drake London. He was in the back of the end zone, and he got, I'm pretty sure, pulled out or, like, pass interference. The guy was literally holding around his, like, belly and stuff like that and, like, pushing him out of bounds, like, not being able to catch the ball and stuff like that.
Damn.
And if they got that, they would have had a first down.
And it's every year they get these calls.
Exactly. Every year. every goddamn game. Year. And it doesn't make any sense. It infuriates me, actually, man.
Yeah, it actually is pretty annoying. Dude, I wanted to see the Bengals win. And the Falcons.
And the Falcons. Especially with Kirk Cousins, they're going crazy. But it reminds me, bro, you don't watch football for a long time. You haven't watched football for a long time, right?
Yeah, I haven't. Like three years. Like, I watched it before then, just like I wouldn't like keep up with every game.
I mean, you've watched the Tom Brady era, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You watched everything like that.
I watched a few games and shit.
That kind of reminds me of Batman, where like there's that one QB.
Yeah, it does.
There's that one QB that dominates the entire league, bro. But at the same time, he gets the most calls given to him, the most penalties given to him.
But there's something different about Brady. I don't know.
What's different about Brady?
Like, he just doesn't piss me off. Like,
why not?
Mahomes gets these holding calls every game, and it's just, like, so annoying. No, Brady was just a beast. He'd go out there and win every game. I loved it.
I mean, I don't know if that's recency
bias.
And
I love Gronk.
I love Gronk, man. Gronk, he's the best of all time, bro, at receiver.
Yeah.
Like, at the tight end position, bro, this man was elite, man.
He actually blocked.
He did block. Unlike
everyone else.
Now, yeah. All tight ends use now is, like, receiving tight ends, nothing else. It's not, like, blocking and stuff like that. But, yeah, they were beasts of that time. But, like, I'm still saying that there are similarities from that era to this era. How, like, they both get calls that I don't agree with, man. Especially with Mahomes. Like, it doesn't make any sense. He got his last two you know, championships based off just BS calls, man.
Also, like, how did they get Xavier Worthy? Like, why did the Bills trade that pick?
That I still don't know. All of Western New York right now is wondering why.
They'd be way worse. It's retarded.
It is. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you let the fastest receiver of all time in the draft fall to the Chiefs. Yeah. And did you see one?
Yeah.
That one run he had on Monday Night Football. Yeah. Or Thursday Night Football, I'm sorry. You don't know about that one?
No, I do. What?
This man, he outrun the entire team, man.
Yeah.
The entire defense. They looked like they was going in slow motion. It was crazy. I do not agree with it whatsoever. But, I mean, whatever games have you been seeing around, man, the NFL or, like, college football or stuff like that? Like, we're going to go into those topics. Like, what's up? What's going on?
Let me see which games I've been watching. I mean, I'm really excited for the game tonight. And then I'm excited for Bama, Georgia.
That's going to be a game. That's the game of the week, yo.
Yeah. Like, that's the game of the year.
It is. I mean, do you got X-Factor players in that game? Or, like, you got people that, you know.
I haven't watched much of either team yet this year, to be honest. So, I don't know what's going to happen.
But do you know, like, the general, like, game changers? Or, like, any, like, specific players? No?
Like, I know a few. Let me think.
Who's on? I mean, the like QB. Jalen Milroe, yeah. Carson Beck. The two QBs, bro. They're in Heisman talks right now. Yeah, you know?
They're both pretty good.
Especially.
And who else is up there? QB. I mean, Sanders. I don't know what to think of him yet.
I mean, he went crazy in that game.
Yeah, he is good.
That Hail Mary throw?
That was sick.
I don't even know how the receiver caught it, bro.
Yeah. I don't know how he, like, bro, cut back and caught that shit.
I don't know, man. It was – I still don't know. Like, he just threw that prayer up and it just, like, all the way down.
Yeah.
But
– that's like he was sick.
I mean, regardless, that game is still going to be crazy.
Yeah, I don't really like Colorado, though. I feel like
– You don't like Colorado?
They get too much hype.
Why do they get too much hype? What do you think that – I mean, they're fun
Sanders,
to watch.
Deion. And, like, last year they beat TCU. They're ranked. Everyone thought they were going to do something. They won, like, 4 or 5 games.
I mean, bro, you got to realize they was 1-11 the year before that.
Yeah. Then they brought over the best college football player in the country, Jacksonville State. And then they also got Shador.
I mean,
that's two of the highest NIL players in the country.
They are.
Top two or three, I think.
They're top five, I think. I think Travis is at 4, Sanders is at 1.
Yeah, that might be right.
It might be. Yeah. But, like, regardless, they're fun to watch. You cannot admit it.
They are fun to watch. I do admit that.
It's just you don't like
I them. Like, who do I like to watch the most? I like watching, like, bro.
Like, we're talking college football teams? Yeah, or like
college
okay.
football.
Okay.
Yeah, Colorado is pretty fun to watch.
Colorado especially, but, like, what about all the other teams?
Like SEC, bro.
SEC
like
football?
LSU. Last year, they were so fun to watch. They put up, like, 70 points
exactly.
every game.
I still don't know how they let up that game against Florida State last year. Yeah. Well, actually, let's talk about Florida State, matter of fact. Oh, yeah. You was roasting them in the room, too, man. I could hear you. You're like, God damn it, they suck. Yeah, man, you said they suck. Why do you think they suck? Well, like, give us a valid.
Like, because they sucked last year. Once Jordan Travis went down, like, they should not have been in the playoff talk at all, even though they thought they should have. Like, as we saw, Georgia beat them 63-3. I know there were starters out and stuff, but still, 60 points. Like,
that's not an excuse.
Yeah, 60 points. And then this year, they went 0-3 their first three games, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Like, and they were, like, 10-point favorites each game. It's like, what are you doing?
And did you see they paid Memphis to play only to lose?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
It's like, they got to change
something,
bro.
Wait, what's the name of their QB again?
DJ Ugubidu.
He's so bad.
Yeah, bro, they're trash. Like,
it's actually weird how much, like, how do you go from being undefeated to then being 0-3?
I don't know, man. It's just their QB. That just makes you see how good Jordan Travis was and the effect that he had on that team, man. It's just one good player takes away everything else.
And they had Keon Coleman.
Keon Coleman is also going crazy for the Bills right now. Let's just say that.
Yeah, the Bills are looking good.
Very good, bro. I'm telling you. They're going to be up there. Remember everybody was roasting them after they got all their players released on defense?
Yeah.
And how bad they'd be?
And then they got rid of Diggs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Diggs was the problem, man.
I want to see the Niners when they get healthy.
Yeah, I was talking about that before. They had over like $100 million $100 million in players that they lost, like in player salaries per year. They lost CMC, right? Nick Bosa, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. I mean,
yeah, probably, it's like there's not much you can do without them.
Not really. That's the reason why they won in two, man.
They should have won last game too,
which is crazy. They were like 3 points away from winning a field goal, man. But regardless, I mean, you gotta tell me, man. What other games or like whatever sports do you usually cover, stuff like that?
I mean, once you, like hockey starts, I'll watch NHL.
Hockey,
and then okay. I mostly watch, and then I'll watch March Madness. I watch NBA, mostly just NBA playoffs.
Yeah, I love the NBA, man. I'm planning on doing that too when that starts up too. But like, tell me about hockey, because usually I don't watch hockey like that. I only watch the Rangers. That's
I'm a Rangers fan.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I love the Rangers.
Who's your favorite player?
Panarin, probably.
Panarin? Okay. Yeah, that's a good player. Yeah, man. They're nasty.
Dude, they had a deep run this year in the playoffs.
Yeah, they were good. I'm pretty sure Rigoli was good, too.
Shesterkin. Yeah, Igor. Yeah. He's gross. Yeah, I love Igor.
He's amazing.
Yeah, then they played the Panthers in, like, the conference finals, Eastern Conference finals, and just kind of fell apart. Like, they won two. They lost in six. But, like, it was just so unbalanced. They shouldn't have won, like, a game. Yeah. And to be honest, they should have lost the round before against the Hurricanes. And they won in, like, I think that they won in six games in that series. But they did sweep the Capitals.
They did. I don't really watch the NHL playoffs like that. But, like, at the same time, like, I'm going to tune in for my Rangers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hockey's fun.
You gotta tell me more about it.
No, nonstop.
You need to tell me more about it, bro. I just don't watch it enough, bro. Like, I know, the only thing I know is, like, shots on target, and that's it, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, have you seen that game? Like, it's a rough game. No, like, the hockey games. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Like, they get rough.
I'm pretty sure they're more rough than football games.
I mean, like, I played hockey in high school. Like, yeah, you'll get in fights and shit, but, like, you're wearing so much gear and padding. Like, nothing crazy is going to happen.
Nothing
like,
really.
Football, I feel like it's so much easier to get, like, a concussion, and you're just banging into people all day.
But, like, what if somebody, like, hits you and, like, you accidentally fall, per se, and, like, you hit the barrier with your head or something like that?
I mean, just saying. Then there's a good chance you're going to get a concussion. But, yeah, anything's possible.
That's true. That's the same thing in basketball, too. It could happen. Yeah. It's just like, what if you, like, slip and fall? That's got to be the worst thing. Because these guys have metal, you know, things attached to the bottom of their, like, you know, shoes. Or, like, I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, skates.
Skates. And, like, if that hits you or, like, that hits your hand or arm, like, I'm pretty sure that's done, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Like it's GG. Some kid from my town died playing hockey.
Really?
He was, like, the grade below me. There was a big thing about it. Like, the Rangers posted it in their stadium. And
What did he die off of? Like,
he fell, and then some kid's skate hit his neck.
Oh.
And he just, like, died. Bled out? Yeah. He moved to, like, a private school. I went to public school. And then, so he was on a different hockey team than our team. But, yeah, we used to play with him. It was super sad. This was, like, 3 years ago.
3 years ago? Damn. I didn't even know. That's what I'm scared of, bro. That's one of the reasons why I quit playing baseball. I don't know if I told you already, but I won the Little League World Series, like, in fifth grade, I think it was.
Yeah.
And I wanted to keep on playing. But, like, I saw this one injury to this one player. Like, it hit the back of his head, and then he wasn't the same anymore. Like, his brain neurons, like, they're just, you know, effed up.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's just like, I don't want to play anymore like that. And then I go over to football.
Yeah, but football's looking more dangerous. But, like, hockey, like, it's the most fun sport ever to play.
To play,
for sure. I'd rather watch football.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
But to play, like, I don't know. It's like fun at all times.
I mean,
like, practice for other sports is ass. It's, like, annoying.
It's not good.
Doing conditioning, but this, you're just flying around skating with the boys, bro. It's fun. It's so fun.
I can understand that, bro, but it's just like getting shoved around. That's the contact is crazy. I would say that. But what do you think is like the best sport to like watch?
I'd say football for me.
Football, okay.
I'd go like football. basketball and hockey are like close seconds. Like it depends. Like I'd rather watch March Madness than some NHL game.
That's true.
Then I'd rather watch a regular NHL game than a regular NBA game. You know what I mean?
It makes sense.
Like March Madness though, I low key love. Like the brackets and then all the upsets, so fun to bet on.
Do you know what the chances are to get a perfect NCAA bracket is?
Yeah, it's like fucking some small ass number.
One in like 300 billion, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You have a better chance of winning the lottery than you do at winning March Madness. Yeah, it's not. I'm pretty sure no one has done it yet, but who knows, bro. I'm going to be filling out my bracket so early, bro. I got UConn this year, too. Like, what do you think is going to win?
I haven't looked too much at it yet, but, yeah, UConn, I could low-key see them coming up. I'm going to low-key check something real quick.
I mean, their head coach, their head coach is legit, bro. I don't know if you saw, but the LA Lakers were trying to hire him over the offseason.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then he signed this massive extension and all that stuff. And they're looking hot right now, man. To start off, the three-peat's honestly going to look real. Like, it's even more real than, like, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, I'd have to say, for a third time. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I like UConn, too. I kind of like Bama. Or Duke. Oh,
really? I thought, like, maybe Kentucky. I don't know how they are right now, but they're just – they have a chance.
They always have, like, the freshman five stars. And
they
shit.
Do.
And then they at just guards? Don't perform.
They always have the good guards coming in, and then all of a sudden just trash. I mean, but what about what's that one school I'm trying to figure out? Kansas.
Oh, yeah. Kansas is good.
They are a basketball school. Didn't they win, like, 2-3 years ago before UConn?
Yeah, they won. So UConn won the past two, and then did Kansas win?
I'm pretty sure the one before that in 2021, But they're looking hot, though.
Yeah. Wait, when does that start, college basketball?
College basketball? I'm pretty sure it starts in December, I have to say. Like, around the time where college football is, like, getting to its peak, kind of. Like, when all the bowl games are going to happen, something like that. But I'm also hyped up for women's basketball, bro. More than ever.
Like, college?
Yeah.
But Caitlin Clark and, like, Angel Reese are gone.
True, but you still got star power in college. I mean, my favorite, you know, player in college, Paige Buckner, she's still there.
Oh, she
still,
is?
She's still
Is she old? She's a senior?
She's like, she's a senior, like a graduate senior, I think, this year.
Yeah.
But she went crazy last year in the playoffs. You saw?
I saw a few games, like, I think, like, UConn, Iowa. I saw one of those games.
Yeah.
And, like, the championship, maybe. I watched, like, three of them. I don't remember.
That makes sense. But you saw the game where Caitlin Clark took out LSU in, like, the revenge tour.
Yeah,
that one was the most satisfying to win by me, at least. And then, like, I'm pretty sure Paige outperformed Caitlin Clark in that game, too. I'm pretty sure she had, like, 22 points, 10 rebounds, something around that. She's a generational talent, bro.
Yeah, she's good.
Like, everybody keeps on talking about Caitlin Clark this, Caitlin Clark that, and then you got people like Paige Buckner's over here. I just feel like she's gonna end up being better. That's my hot take.
Caitlin Clark. I don't know. She seems. I don't like. At first, I didn't like her, but now.
Why didn't you like her at first?
She's just like annoying.
Like
annoying and like complaining and stuff. But now I like watch her and I feel like she doesn't complain and she does. Or I don't really watch her, but like just from clips and then March Madness, she seemed to play pretty well. And no, she's actually like unreal. Like I feel like she's changed the game for women's basketball.
She has, bro. Like, have you seen viewership ever since she entered the WNBA, bro?
It's probably increased by so much.
It like quadrupled.
Yeah.
All that stuff, man. It's just like it's good to see.
I can't really watch that.
Not really, but like.
It's just too boring.
It is. I only watch the Caitlin Clark games, if I'm be honest with you, because that's how influential she is right now.
Don't they only have like 10 teams?
No, they have like, I'm pretty sure 16. I have to double check. Yeah, that's somewhere weird. Around that. They don't have as many teams as the NBA, but that's because like their budget is like lower, like 10 times lower.
Yeah, because they don't get views.
At all. I don't know if you saw her contract too to begin the season. I'm pretty sure like $80,000, $70,000.
That's nothing.
Meanwhile, you see Victor Wembanyama, bro. In his contract.
Yeah, but she's making hella off NIL deals and sponsorships.
That's true.
So she's fine.
That's true. She got the Nike sponsorship, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's crazy how, like, the best players in the WNBA is making 80 grand. For her contract.
That's true. I'm pretty
sure. Like, it's not even six figures.
It's like, not.
What are we doing, boys?
Maybe they get incentives. I don't know, bro. But, like, even then, it's just, like, if you're paying these players, like, $80,000, it's, like, I'm pretty sure plumbers make more.
Yeah, they probably do.
Which is crazy. But, like, regardless, she's making hella off that Nike deal. So, it is what it is. I mean, anything else we got to add to the podcast or something like that or any other, like, sports you want to debate up?
I mean, I don't really watch MLB.
MLB?
Like, at all.
I mean, who's your favorite team?
The Yankees, because I go to a few Yankees games with my friends.
See, that's valid. If you were a Mets fan, it would be a different story.
Well, I'm all, like, I was born in the city and then grew up there for, like, 5 years.
Really?
So, like, I'm all Manhattan, New York
sports. Manhattan?
Like, Yankees, Knicks, Rangers, Giants.
Oh, I feel that.
And then I'll go to the games because it's just like a 40-minute train from Connecticut.
That's what up. So yeah. You like seeing the Knicks too because they're part of Manhattan.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I like the Knicks. Like I Brunson in the playoffs, like in those first two rounds, that was sick to watch. He was just dropping like 50 points a game.
I know. It was crazy. I don't even know how he did it.
Yeah, how do you even like? How is it even possible to score that much?
And he's 6 foot two.
Yeah, and I don't even think he's that tall. I think he's like 6 foot. Like
he's closer to 6 foot.
Like I think it's just like they buffed his numbers up online.
Just to
he
be
looks
like,
so short. Like how? No, he's actually like a stud.
Just like he's Allen a crazy Iverson. Athlete. Like Allen Iverson type.
How tall
stud,
is Allen Iverson?
He was 6 foot.
Yeah, I think Brunson's like 6'1".
6'1". Damn, bro. He's nice, bro.
Yeah, especially at 6'1".
He's like De'Aaron Fox, but just like 10 times better, in my opinion.
You're a Knicks fan?
Kind of, yeah. Mets? But you're not going to like my next choice of team. It's the Lakers, so.
Why? Do you like LeBron?
No, hell no. I didn't like the team because of LeBron. I liked the team because of Kobe.
I don't like LeBron. One.
Yeah, nah, not me either. Even though I'm a Lakers fan.
I like Jordan. He's the GOAT.
That's your opinion. That's a good opinion. For me, it's just like they both played in different eras. So it's just like it's hard to say they're both like different from one another or like better than one another. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So that's just my opinion. But I respect that opinion. My uncle says that all the time.
Yeah, makes sense.
But regardless, I mean.
What? Do you think LeBron's the GOAT?
I never
or
said that.
Or you just not don't think either?
It's not that. It's not that I don't think he's a GOAT. It's just like Jordan and LeBron never played against each other. They weren't in their primes. I mean, they're both the greatest of their generation, but it's just like if they play against each other, it would be harder to assess or easier to assess.
That's true.
I mean, Kobe and LeBron played against each other. That's why it's just like, yeah, we know LeBron's better than him, but it's just like.
I like Kobe better than LeBron.
I did too. He's my favorite player of all time, man.
Yeah.
That Mamba mentality, that sticks for you in life.
Totally.
Even past sports, man. Yeah. I mean, you could do that to college right now. I mean, we're both studying it up, you know, getting our homework done, and it's just like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps out.
Mentality.
It helps out especially, I'm telling you. But anything else you got to add or just like.
Are there any other big games this week or no?
I mean, you said earlier. Bama versus Georgia, but, like, I'm trying to see. Are you saying, like, NFL or are we
or
talking
either.
About just, like, either? Okay. Well, I don't know much for college football. That's more of, like, you're doing. But around the NFL right now, I'm seeing Eagles versus Buccaneers. That's a rematch of last year's divisional round, I'm pretty sure. There's Chiefs versus Chargers. Oh, Bills versus Ravens.
Oh, that's a good game.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game.
What's the line on that?
I gotta see it. I'm pretty sure the Bills are favored by maybe 5 points, I'd have to say. Maybe 3 points even. But that's gonna be a good game.
The Ravens are favored.
It's
in
actually.
Baltimore. Okay, they're 2.5 point favorites.
That makes sense. Okay. It's not even that big of an
increase. Yeah.
But I'd have to say the Bills are winning that one 100% in my opinion. But what else? The only other game that I could see maybe worthwhile watching is Seattle versus Lions.
Yeah.
That could be a decent game. That's on Monday Night Football. That's going to be nice. Now, in college football, besides Bama and Georgia, I mean, you got Oklahoma State versus Kansas State, but I don't know if you want to watch that
game. Louisville plays Notre Dame.
Louisville plays Notre Dame.
That's the 15 versus 16.
The 15 versus 16 ranked team.
Which is decent.
I mean, you got Penn State versus Illinois. The number nine ranked team versus the number 19th ranked team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. Did you see Texas is now above Georgia in standings?
Yeah, I did see that.
Do you agree with that right now? Or?
I do, just because Georgia only beat Kentucky by 1 point, and then Texas has been blowing all their opponents out. But I mean, like, they might have been playing easier opponents, but still, they've been, like, blowing them out by, like, 50 points. And it's just, like, unacceptable to score 14 points and win by one against Kentucky.
Yeah, especially, man.
Especially when you're number one in the country.
It's just, like, you can't let that happen.
I know it's SEC, but
still. Kentucky is not that good. Like, yeah. It's like,
they're not, like, they're a basketball school.
They are, before a football school, man. I mean, they have a good problem, though, right now. Like, you saw Quinn Ewers, he got injured and stuff like that, and automatically Arch Manning, he comes in, and now all of a sudden he's in Heisman talks, bro.
Is he?
Yeah, he is.
That's
he
crazy.
He actually is. I don't even know how.
I mean, yeah, Arch Manning seems really good from what I've seen. He's also fast on, like, his.
You saw that one touchdown run?
Yeah,
bro. Bro had, you know, jets, bro. I'm pretty sure he beat Tyreek Hill in, like, total speed throughout the entire season, like over 20 miles per hour,
and like he's just a QB.
Yeah, bro, I don't know where he got that speed from, though.
Yeah,
because his uncles definitely do not do that.
Yeah, they said that. They were like, I don't know where he got that gene.
Exactly, bro, must have got it from some grandfather or something.
I don't know why he went to Texas.
I'm pretty sure he went to Texas to get developed by Sark. I'm pretty sure. I don't know why either. I honestly thought he was going to transfer after Quinnen came back.
Yeah, so did I. I mean, like, I mean, it's not a bad idea sitting behind him another year, I guess.
It's not, but at the same time, it's just
It's like you're wasting your time.
It's true, bro. I mean, this dude, he could go to the NFL if he played, like, a good 2 years, but, like, I don't know if 1 year is a good sample size because they're going to be like, oh, you only started these amount of games, this, that. You know what I mean? Just like, wouldn't make sense.
I just checked the Heisman odds. Arch Manning's like third.
Exactly. I told you. He was like,
and Quinn Ewers is fifth.
Even though he hasn't played two games.
Yeah. Cam Ward's first, then Carson Beck.
I mean, that makes sense.
Miller Moss is number four.
Jalen Milroe's on there.
Probably like six or something. It's only showing me the top five, so I can't see.
That's crazy because he's been balling out, bro.
Yeah, he's good.
If he has a good game against Georgia, that could change things, though.
Oh, yeah, this is gonna change, like, a lot, like the rankings. Like, if Georgia wins, they'll be number one.
Again.
And if they lose, they're going to drop. Bama's going to move up to possibly number one.
Possibly number one.
They're the number four. Beating the number two.
I mean, yeah, and you can't, like, constitute, like, Texas being above them because, like,
Texas hasn't beat anyone.
They have not. And if Alabama beats the number two ranked team in the nation without Nick Saban too, bro, it's just like,
yeah, I feel like whoever wins that game low key just is number one in the country.
Number one in the country.
Definitely Georgia's. If Georgia wins, no doubt they're definitely number one.
Definitely
Bama could be like number two. Should be number one.
I mean, I feel like if Bama does lose, it's not like they're going to drop a lot because, like, it's Georgia.
Like, it's not teams. Like – it depends how close of a game it is, too. Like, if you lose by, like, 40 versus losing by, like, four, big difference in rankings.
It's too. A different story, Ben. But still, it's just like – you saw Kalen DeBoer. I don't know if you know him as a head coach before you went to Bama.
The Washington guy?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I watched Washington last year, but that's about it, all I've seen of him.
Well, you saw, like, what he did to Michael Penix?
What did he do to Michael Penix?
Like, he made him a Heisman favorite.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
How?
Like, Like, he just started throwing the, you know, ball all over the place. He had over 40 total touchdowns, maybe 50 close or something like that. Like, he developed him into, like, a superstar, bro. Yeah. That's why they made it to the Natty.
Yeah, the Heisman trophy gives you so much stock value in the draft.
It does. And that's how he got selected by the Falcons, which they regret. Don't underestimate that.
I don't know why they haven't even given him a chance to play.
No, not at all.
Like, why would you trade for Kirk Cousins and then draft a quarterback in your first 10 picks or top 10 pick?
I have no idea. I'm pretty sure I heard some statistic that said, like, he's not going to play till he's, like, 30.
Yeah.
Or close to that.
He's already, like, he's old.
He's, like, 25.
Yeah, he is.
So it's just, like, I don't know what they're doing at all there.
Yeah.
They could have got Rome or, like, Malik even, bro, probably. Yeah.
Malik was six.
Malik was six. They were, like, the pick right after that, right?
And then Rome was nine.
Yeah.
And what were they? Were they 10 or 8?
I thought they were 7th. I don't know.
I don't know. But still, they could have definitely got something better than some wasted college QB.
I mean, if they were going to take a QB, take J.J. McCarthy, bro. Like, yeah. At 21 years old, you're still going to have time or, you know, somewhat time to develop him. But, like, with Michael Penix, it's just like, bro, it's 25.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, he's good, but, like, he's not that good.
He's not that good. Not good enough to, like, lead a team. Yeah, I understand that. But we covered a lot of stuff today. You got anything else to, like, say, man?
I think that's it.
That's it? Okay. Yeah. Now, you're my first guest of the season, so you got anywhere people could follow you, any shout-outs you want to give or something like that, or it's just, like, you want to let it be?
Like, if you want to follow me on Instagram, it's just ChaseAbbott-11, or ChaseAbbott11, and, yeah, this was a great podcast. Had fun.
I'm telling
great
you.
Great experience.
You got to tell all your friends, bro. I'm going to keep on pumping these out every single week, and I'm going to try and get some more special guests, more people that know about sports. It's going to be dope, I'm telling you, bro. But first of all, I want to thank you for coming on the podcast. Thank you so much, bro, for coming,
bro. Of course.
You've been great. And I want to thank all of y'all for listening. This is Game Day Gridiron, and I'll see y'all later. I've been holding it down and I go it again and again. Who is the dummy that died? I'm the coldest of ground, but he falling again and again. I'm in the what? I'm in the day. I'm doing 30 on 30 and up. You in the what? You in the way. Either you rolling or rolling the dust. You better so what? Keep it running. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on top once again. We did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top once again. Yeah. I had to tighten the plan. I got it right in the end. Now we on 10, 10, 10.